And now, a bonus segment from the Big John and Ramblin' Ray Show.
This guy has a great take on topics. He is a former TV journalist, actually worked here at Channel 2, if I'm not mistaken. Then out of Florida, he was elected to Congress as a young man. He had to leave Congress a little abruptly. John Boehner said, okay, son, we think you're talented, but you've got to go. A little scandal involving some drugs. Wrote a book, Democracy, a true story of weird politics, money, madness, and finger food. You can follow him on Twitter. He's active in media in Florida now. And it's always great to talk to Trey Riddell, who has always been what I consider to be kind of a libertarian Republican. Even when he was in Congress, he was warning the then-president, Barack Obama, about Syria. Trey, welcome back to Chicago Radio and the John and Ray Show. What do you think about our latest entree into that swamp called Syria?
Well, that's exactly what it is a swamp. And it's really, really dangerous. The way that President Trump, who had libertarian overtones of America first, let's get out of the Middle East, is now put us in there in one way or another. And look, I understand the symbolism that the West wants to flex its muscle with when saying we don't want chemical weapons used. Okay, I can buy that for a second. But here's the problem. What we as a country in the West in general needs to really think about is when we remove dictators from these places like Iraq, or when we go into Afghanistan and blow out all leadership, what happens? And the answer is nothing good. In fact, terrorism in the region has increased 1,000-fold. We've created vacuums allowing ISIS, you know, Al-Qaeda's evil stepbrother, ISIS, to thrive. And it's only created situations that have become worse for not only the Middle East, creating an even more unstable region, but for us here in the United States. Look, I get that these dictators like Bashar al-Assad or then Saddam Hussein, sure, they're pretty terrible people. Okay, I can even buy that. But the problem is when you get rid of them, it's like trading a cancer of the mouth for cancer of your prostate.
It's like Colin Powell said, you break it, you buy it. We're here with Trey Riddell with John and Ray on WDLS.
Trey, having been a journalist yourself, and I know you're back into it in some faction now, talk about Hannity and Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen. Should there have been some kind of admission from Hannity saying, okay, I work with this guy. Maybe I haven't paid him for his legal advice.
Or did he?
It's amazing because it seems like this guy has three clients and none of them pay him. I don't know where Cohen gets his money.
But yeah, I mean, you have $130,000 to pay off an adult worker. So look, I've looked at like the past couple of years of politics. It's like a giant TV show. And I think many years, every month you're like, oh, we really jumped the shark here. What's happened with Sean Hannity, though, is so crazy. It's like DC Comics Batman goes into a Marvel Iron Man film, and then Deadpool shows up just dropping F-bombs. Everyone's telling fart jokes.
I don't know
if Hannity is Deadpool, but he might be as conflicted. And I think that when you look at the situation, here it is, when we just break it down as simply as possible, Cohen, in court, says, Hannity's my client. The alleged client, Hannity, comes out very publicly saying, I've never paid him a retainer. I've never gotten a bill. But then, and this is where I think things get a little weird when people are looking at Hannity. He's like, but I may have given him $10. Maybe I bought him a beer or coffee once. You know, this isn't Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul where you don't just get privilege for slipping somebody a few bucks. So the question right now is, should Hannity have disclosed? And look, I may be contrarian here, but if in fact the relationship is how Hannity describes it, that he's never paid him for anything, that he's not his attorney, I don't really think that Hannity needed to disclose that if they're just having conversations. I mean, after all, friends that I had on Capitol Hill, or I, working almost 20 years as a journalist, I had long conversations, I'd even say friendships, with people who were movers and shakers that I never felt I needed to disclose. But if he's in fact is his client, he needed to disclose that, and Fox is going to face some serious ethical questions. Not legal, though.
Trey, one more quick item for you. I wanted to get your take on the tax cuts. We all love getting more money in our paycheck. I get that. But isn't this more of a tax deferment?
Yes. Look, somebody's going to have to pay the piper at some point. And that is something that whether you are Democrat or Republican, we clearly see now that both parties just absolutely ignore our deficits and mounting debt situation. So for 8 years, you have Republicans who talk smack against Obama. You're blowing up our deficits, the debt. And then, of course, it's always about the children. You're going to hurt the children. But the reality is Republicans gain control. What do? They just vote this omnibus through, and they do the same damn thing. They blow up our deficits. Our debt is going to be worse than ever. And so, you know, they talk about things like a balanced budget. It's all lip service. Somebody's going to have to pay this at some point. And without getting too into the weeds, my biggest fear is that someday, you know, with Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security in particular driving our debt, this is going to swamp our whole budget. We're not going to have money for education, military, or anything.
I know you're down in Naples, Florida. I was just there. And believe me, if you talk about cutting Social Security there, you're going to have pitchforks and torches.
That's right. And that's why, look, I'm 41 years old, and it's my generation and younger, the Gen X generation, millennials, that need to start talking seriously about even, I would even say what I think are some simple things. Raise the retirement age just by a year. Maybe that's a good start that I think Democrats and Republicans could agree on. And when you can find some sort of compromise there between both parties, because compromise is not a dirty, filthy word, I think that you can begin to at least take a few steps to rectify the situation that, let's face it, both parties have just
Trey,
tried.
Older Americans have to do their patriotic duty and die sooner. That's just what it comes down to.
Let's get the debt here.
Start there today in Naples, Florida. I want to see how you do with it.
Well, Trey, we'll worry about all of this. We'll worry about Syria, debt, North Korea. But right now, we got to find the guy that threatened Stormy Daniels in that Vegas parking lot. We got business to work on here.
Tom Brady, William Defoe.
Or as one of our listeners texted in, the brawny towel man.
Trey, thanks for your time. We'll have lunch next time in Florida, okay?
I hope so. There's one other quick thing I have to say. When I talk about things like compromise, the Democrats and Republicans working together, remember, anything can happen. I'm a graduate of Loyola University Chicago, baby.
Oh, congratulations,
my
friend.
You came close, baby.
The sister spoke very highly of you. She was disappointed, but she thinks you're on the right track now. Thanks, Trey.
Thank you guys so much.
Take care. Trey Riddell, terrific guy, very funny guy, and has a terrific book, too.
We'll have to save him one of our Sister Jean bobbleheads.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday mornings 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.